Hello, my friends. This is Linda Lippin, and welcome to the Pilates Goddess Podcast. Hello, my friends. This is Linda Lippin, and welcome to episode one of the Pilates Goddess Podcast. I am so excited about this. Today is actually going to be a solo cast, so you're just going to hear me kind of talking the whole time, but I wanted this week to once again address what I call the myth of neutral spine. So every time I talk about having a long, extended, lifted spine and torso online, some Pilates teacher comes into my comments and says, "Oh, you mean a neutral spine?" And I'm always like, "No, I don't mean a neutral spine." Now, and you may wonder why I'm averse to using the phrase neutral spine, because how could that possibly be bad? So I want to start out with a couple of stories for you that just are going to illustrate some of my concerns. So the first, and it's not to say that I never used, by the way, neutral spine as a cue in my life. I mean, I've been teaching Pilates for over 33 years. I used it. But here's my issues. Okay. Number one, maybe 12 years ago, I was teaching at the Como Shambhala Spa at Parrot Key, which is an A-list private island resort in the Turks and Caicos. And I had a guest come in, and she ended up doing a private mat session with me because she had been doing Pilates mat classes at her, you know, Y at home, and it was hurting her back, and she wasn't sure what she was doing wrong. And the minute I got her on the mat, and, you know, even just lifted her legs up, bringing knees into chest or straightening legs up to ceiling or going into any position, you know, related to, say, the 100, what I noticed was she seemed to actively be trying to keep her lower back lifted up off the mat. And this, needless to say, was putting a ridiculous amount of strain on her lower back and on her hip flexors. So if this is you as a client and you have been told that somehow you should never, ever flatten out your lower back, which is not true, you may have felt this too, where you literally feel like the weight of your legs is pulling your lower back forward. This, my friends, is precisely what we're trying to avoid in the majority of Pilates exercises and exercises in general. We are trying to strengthen our muscles so that we can move our legs away from our bodies without our lower backs pulling forward with our legs. So we kind of talked about that, and we talked about how, you know, different people's spines look different, have slightly different curves, and are in fact in slightly different positions. And so she had simply been told that her lower back should always be slightly lifted up off the mat. There were no modifications given for times when your knees are in towards your chest, times when you're rolling up your spine, or anything like that. So she was basically completely confused by this neutral spine cue, because she thought that she was always supposed to keep that. When, of course, I mean, if you teach Pilates, you know that especially the mat takes us through flexion, takes us through extension, takes us through rotation, takes us through side bending. And so we're always moving our spines, right? And within the Pilates mat, there's not a lot of moments when we're just kind of holding. So once she realized that, and that there were places where it was appropriate to think about, you know, her back moving in that way, but not always, she felt a lot better and felt a lot better about going into class. So that was my first experience with somebody completely not getting the way the neutral spine cue was meant, right? So I spoke to her about neutral pelvis. We did a lot of my pelvis, you know, rocking stuff to kind of find as close to a neutral pelvis as she could, and then talked a little bit about spine mechanics and when you want a little flexion or extension, you know, to be able to support things. And that worked well. And then over the years, it happened, you know, a few times where I had somebody with a neutral spine cue, again, sort of pulling into an anterior pelvic tilt or, you know, doing something else. And then most recently, just a few weeks ago, I had a consultation call with one of my online business friends. And she was telling me that she was going to group Pilates classes at, you know, a club Pilates near her house, which she loves and, you know, has a great community there. And, you know, I encourage people do Pilates wherever you can and wherever you like to. So, but she started having really bad tailbone pain, and it was very similar to the tailbone pain that she had had for a while after having her daughter, like many, many years ago. So I sat down with her and said, are they cueing you for neutral spine? And she said, yes. In fact, they told me that my lower back, for things, even for things like footwork, should always be about an inch to 2 inches up off the mat. And I thought, well, that seems a little high. Because frankly, you know, when you're on your back, it's like the weight of your guts is coming down on your spine. I mean, it takes some work to actually lift your lower back up that much. And depending on your posture, your lower back probably doesn't need to be that lifted off the mat. And so essentially what she was doing was pushing her pelvis forward and going into an anterior pelvic tilt, adding more compression to her lower back. And then she was holding that position for leg circles and frog and any of the leg and straps work. She was trying to hold that position for things like the 100. And then she was trying to hold that position for things like long stretch and plank. And this was really not, as you can imagine, working for her. Like as she was telling me what she was doing and how she was being cued, I was thinking, this hurts me and my tailbone just thinking about it. So essentially, I sent her the same video of pelvic stability, and I will put that in the show notes to this so that you guys can have that too. It's on YouTube. It's free. And we talked about kind of finding a heavy sacrum, getting wide across her collarbones, and working from that place and not worrying about how lifted or where her lower back was, just finding the pelvic position, finding the ribs, finding the shoulders, and working from there. And don't you know that within, say, 10 days, her tailbone pain was gone? That's all it took. So essentially what she does now is she goes to the same studio, but she doesn't listen to any of their cueing. So this is, you know, this is an episode that's kind of geared to both the consumer and the teacher, frankly, because number one, as a consumer, if you are in any kind of Pilates class or private situation and you are being cued in a way that's causing you pain, there's a problem. And if you complain about the pain and you keep getting the same cues in response, then you either need to do what my friend did and at least consult with an experienced Pilates professional and get some other cues that you can use. It might be the studio you love, the only one in town, you know, whatever. But don't use those cues. Or find a different studio, frankly. I would also encourage you to try some online Pilates sessions because I'm telling you, we can see you really well on Zoom, whatever camera you're using. Sometimes you feel like you're using your phone camera, and so it must be small because your phone is small, but our phones have huge wide angle, wide lenses, and they do really, really well for Zoom and for things like that. So, you know, I would recommend then taking some online sessions or finding maybe a different teacher, asking around, and just getting some different cues and different ways of thinking about those exercises into your head. Conversely, if you're a Pilates instructor and you're cueing people in a way that appears to be hurting them because they come back to you and say things like, when I do that, my tailbone hurts, or when I do that, my back hurts, or when I do that, you know, something doesn't feel right, then the answer is not to continue to push them with those same cues, right? The answer is to kind of look at what they're doing, to ask around, to find a good mentor, to find somebody who you can come to with questions like this. My Pilates teacher mastermind clients have me. And that's literally what they'll do. You know, they're in the program, they'll set up their private with me, and they'll ask me these questions. You know, I'm saying this to this client, it's not working, they're in pain, what else can I be doing here? So remember, you know, the whole teaching of Pilates and learning of Pilates and moving is all a process. It is not static. You will come, you know, you'll find different issues, you'll find different people who hear things in different ways. But the one cue that I can tell you will not be helpful for anybody is neutral spine. Neutral spine looks different on everybody. You, at some point in your Pilates teaching career, or at some point even as a consumer, you have seen somebody who has severe scoliosis or severe osteoporosis or a severe twist in their hip or something, a severe twist in their neck. It doesn't look fun. It doesn't look like it feels good. My friends, for those people, that is sometimes their neutral spine. Okay? If you have severe arthritis, scoliosis, anything like that, your neutral spine is not going to look or feel like any place that anyone really wants to hang out in for a long period of time. Okay, so the using that phrase is meaningless for most people. It just is. So as a consumer and as a teacher, I'm telling you that you need to be receiving cues that work well for your body, that you understand, that you can do, and that you can feel the difference on, and that don't hurt you. And as a teacher, you need to make sure that your clients are not in pain, and that you are not forcing your clients into positions for no apparent reason, okay? And positions that might be causing them pain for no apparent reason. Like, there's no reason why my friend should have had her been told to have her lower back lifted up an inch or two off the mat all the time. It was just forcing her again into an anterior pelvic tilt, shoving her tailbone down to the mat and causing compression and ultimately irritation and pain. Okay, that's not why we teach Pilates. That's not why we do Pilates. So I very much encourage you, if you're using those cues or if you're hearing those cues, to think about what you're doing with your body. In terms of your pelvis, and the reason why I actually like neutral pelvis as a cue, even though I agree that we're moving all the time in space and things shift, is that number one, our spines specifically are always moving. Okay, your ribs are attached to your spine. Every time you take a breath, anytime you move, your spine is moving. Your spine is moving all night as you're breathing, even when you're not thinking about it. Okay, so spine's always moving. You can, however, find a neutral pelvis. And the neutral pelvis is kind of interesting because it is the position in between having your lower back flat, your tail curled up, and your hips pulled back, and the more extreme anterior tilt of pushing your hip bones forward and letting your lower back kind of lift up off the ground as you push your tailbone down. The middle position is really where your hip bones and your pubic bones are in the same horizontal plane. This is true of neutral pelvis no matter where you are in space, whether you're sitting up standing, whether you're on your back, whether you're on your stomach, whether you're on your side. Neutral pelvis is neutral pelvis, and that is the definition. So what I will often do is help my clients find that neutral pelvis and then kind of feel how their backs lay once they found that. That's pretty much as close to a neutral spine as you're going to get with folks. Okay. So finding neutral pelvis will often help you find quote unquote neutral spine. If you are a consumer of Pilates, just find neutral pelvis and kind of work your spine in a long lengthened way from that. Whether you're rounding it and flexing forward, whether you're arching backwards, going side to side, rotating, whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're doing leg movements, whether you're doing arm movements, it's finding that kind of middle position, finding that stability, and then working out from that strong powerhouse, to use the Joe Pilates term. And, you know, once you find that and once you really start doing that, you'll feel a difference. You'll feel pain relief. You'll get easier movement and things will start to feel a lot different in your body. And if you're teaching, you'll notice a huge difference in how your clients' bodies start to respond to the work, and your clients will be feeling better and they'll understand you a little bit more. It is a win-win on all sides to stop using the cue neutral spine. And if you have to cue for something neutral, cue for neutral pelvis, my friends. So again, I will be putting a link to my pelvic stability YouTube video in the notes to this show. I encourage you to go over there, check it out. It is short and sweet and will pretty much give you everything that you need to know. And by the way, yes, that video was recorded in the Pilates studio at the Como Shambhala Spa at Parrot Key while I was working there. There are certain things that I have been teaching the same way for well over a decade. And the reason why is because they're things that work. And the things that don't work, I just stop doing. And I encourage all teachers to do the same. And as a client, if you're not getting that from your Pilates teachers, then I really encourage you to find new teachers and different places to learn. So thank you guys for listening to the first episode of the Pilates Goddess podcast. I really look forward to sharing more with you, and I'll be talking to you again later on this week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Pilates Goddess podcast. Music brought to you by Nerd Salad. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, especially if you liked it. And please like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks.